Good morning. We're continuing Chayyodim Klal Samech Zayin, and we're learning Siman Yud Gimel. So we already mentioned in the introduction that in Siman Yud Gimel, Siman Yud Aleph, and Siman Tetzvav, the Chayyodim will deal with conflict between Kibbut Abba'im and Mitzvahs. And so in Siman Yud Gimel, he deals with the parent directly telling a child to go against the Mitzvah, to be over an Aveira, to not do an Asay. In Yudalit, he deals with when the parent is asking for something which is a valid kibbut aba'im, but it's in conflict with an opportunity for a mitzvah. And in Tetzvav, he deals with when a parent has a concern and a child wants to do a mitzvah and the parent has a concern, how do we balance those responsibilities? So in Yud Gimel, he deals with a direct conflict between the parent saying not to do a mitzvah or to transgress an aveira. A parent says to the child, aviv is either a father or a mother. It tells a child to be over, to transgress something of the Torah, bein mitzvah asay u bein lo asay. So whether it's a mitzvah asay, which the parent is telling the child not to do, which means he's going to be passive, he's going to sit and not put on tefillin. That's what the parent is asking for the child. So the parent is telling him to passively transgress. Or in Mitzvah Lo Asay, where the parent is telling the child to actively transgress the words of the Torah. The Torah says don't do something, and the parent is saying you should do it. So the halacha is you do not listen to the parent. Then the Chayyadim adds, Afilu Mitzvah Rabbanon, Mi Rabbanon, even if the mitzvah is not a mitzvah deraisa. So we have a conflict with the Kibbut Aba'im, which is the Raisa, and a Mitzvah, which is the Rabbanon. So we could have thought in that situation that Kibbut Aba'im, which is the Raisa, overrides the Mitzvah, the Rabbanon. So we could have thought that's different than a conflict between Kibbut Aba'im and a Mitzvah, the Raisa. Chayyadim says, no, even a Mitzvah, the Rabbanon, if it's a Tekan of Chazal, we'll talk about Minhagim and Chumras later on, but if it's a Tekana of Chazal, it's a Mitzvah Darbanon, well, Yishmaloi, the child does not listen to the parent. The child will do the Mitzvah or not do the Aveira, whether it's a Deraisa or a Mirabanon. Dixiv, Ish Imoy Vaviv Tirou, and the Pasuk ends off, Ani Hashem. There's a Mitzvah Mara Avaim, which you already pointed out, to go against the words of the parent, and the parent gives a command that it goes under the umbrella of Mara. Kibud is when the parent is getting some type of benefit from the child in some way, so that would not necessarily apply over here. What does the father gain by the child doing an Aveira? But Mara applies in either case. The person who does not listen to the words of the parent is not acting with awe towards the parent. He has to have an awe, something that he is in awe of. He would listen to what he's commanded from such a person. So it's a lack of mara to go against the words of the parent. But the pasuk ends off with Ani Hashem. So what is Ani Hashem coming to say? That Chazal Darshan, that even though you have a chiyuv of kibbut aba'im and mara aba'im, but Ani Hashem, I still stand above that. Just like, so Chazal say, "Kul chem chayav mikhboidi," that the parent also has a chiyuv of kavod to Hashem. So the parent, imagine that one must listen to the minister of the king, and it's considered an act of an insult to the king to ignore the words of the minister. But if the minister would tell somebody to go and do something which the king said not to, since the minister has the same level of responsibility to the king as the other individuals, you do not listen to the minister and you keep the words of the king. So the parents have a chiyuv, they're the minister as it were, but they have a chiyuv of kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu just as much as the children do. So if they tell the children to transgress words of the Torah, that their command is negated. The Mora does discuss this in the context, why don't we say the concept of Eser Doch HaLosa say, the Eser of Kibbet HaVaim should override the Losa say. We have a general rule that an Aseh, a positive commandment, can override a negative commandment. So why don't we say such an argument? But the Ni Hashem concept tells you that there's no mitzvah of Kibbet HaVaim at that point in time. It's not that there's a mitzvah, but we're ignoring it. The mitzvah is only said as much as the minister acts upon the words of the king. So the minister, or the minister acts for the needs of the minister, which the king said you should honor the minister. So the source of the minister's respect is from the king. Any point in time where the minister is saying something which goes against the words of the king, there's no responsibility at all of honoring the minister. It's not that the king's covet is greater than the minister's, and therefore the king's covet overrides that of the minister. Is the whole source of the minister's covet is from the king, and at any given point in time where there's a conflict between the covet of the king and the covet of the minister, there's no key of covet for the minister at all. This is similarly over here. So the point of Ani Hashem is to take away the concept of Eser Doch HaLosa. We'll clarify at this point how we know Mitzvot Rabbanan in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.